Darling, where'd you go? We were having such a nice evening, too. Now here we are, running about in the woods behind your house. I can hear you, you know. Every breath you take. Every little whimper and sob. The crackling of the leaves under your feet. I'll wager I know exactly where you are. So you've got a couple of options here. One, you can grab that stick there. Beat me over the head. Catch me by surprise and hope that gives you enough of a head start to run away. Two, make a break for it without trying to confront me and try to lose me in the woods. I don't like your odds there. I'm a good tracker. But, I suppose I can give you a third option here. Let's play a game. What was the name of the killer in the first Scream movie? Billy Loomis. Good. Unfortunately, you still got it wrong. Because you see, it was Billy and Stu. Two killers.
Hello, Schatz. No, the look on your scared little face. So delightful.
Good work.
Danke. Oh? You are begging for your life now? After you put us through all this trouble of chasing you through the woods, why should we spare you? Oh. That sounds like an interesting proposal. I suppose we can take you back with us.
All right, but no funny business. And when we get back there, you're going to show us just how valuable to us you can be, darling. And just how attractive you think we really are. All right. Here we are at our little cabin in the woods. You're liking what you see so far. Is that so? A masked man fetish? Oh, darling. This must be your lucky day. You do look rather lovely. All them scrapes and bruises. All those torn clothes. I think it's missing a little something, though. What do you think, Koenig?
I think that she is cute and tiny. With just the right amount of chub on her. Such a lovely shape and size. So delectable to start carving pieces off of her.
But a deal is a deal. So, why don't you get started, Mouse? Come on. Up you get. Good pet. Come on. Get these trousers off. Oh, I love the look on your face. You weren't expecting me to be this big, were you? Oh, but I can see the hunger in your eyes. Come on, then. Have at it. Ah, there we go. Ah, that's a good girl. you're so tiny. You need to lean up a little on your knees just to get to my cock. You don't mind if I just drag the blade over your skin like this, do you? Over your chest, drawing a little blood. Keep going. I know it hurts a little, but you're going to be a good girl, and you're going to keep going. Otherwise, we don't really have a reason to keep you around, do we?
But
say no.
Oh, no. Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck yeah. You definitely know what you're doing. I wonder. Take a little break as I carve this next line through your skin. You ever fantasize about stuff like this? Huh? Being captured and used by two large men. You have? Oh, I should see your AO3, huh? That's tempting, love. I guess if you make it out of here alive tonight, I'll have to do a little examination for myself. Come on, then. Keep going. I don't think you need the threat of violence to keep going at this point, but I think you enjoy it. So you better do your best to get me off. Well, the "or else" was implied, love. Get your face down there. Start sucking on my sack. Good girl. Don't neglect the shaft now, that's poor manners. That's earned you another little cut over your shoulder like this. Was that a moan while I cut you? I guess in this state of mind, pain and pleasure are so intertwined. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. Both of them in at once. Oh, good girl.
Then will it be my turn? We agreed we would share.
All right, all right. Don't get greedy now. Here. He wants a turn. We didn't even have to give her instructions. She just tore your pants off.
Are you surprised?
No?
Not after seeing his, I'm sure. They are both very large. Are you sure you can take me, Liebling?
Of course, if you died choking on it, that is just the same as the end result anyways, should you have failed.
But we don't want that too soon. Oh, no, no, no. We want to take our time with you, don't we? Oh, and that talented mouth of yours. Oh, you feel so good, Schatz. Your throat and your tongue. Yes. Oh, you're doing so well. I hate to leave a kill unfinished, but I may just have to. After all, I may want seconds from your body. And despite what they say,
doing this to your disembodied head just doesn't have the same appeal. I can't look down and see the eager, desperate look in your eyes. Oh, fuck. We don't even need to restrain her when we start fucking her. Huh? You want us to restrain you? Hold on. I think you are enjoying this a little too much.
No, it's a good idea. She might try and grab one of our knives.
Oh yeah, good point.
Yes, we will tie you up.
Oh, danke.
These could be fake accents, you know. Things killers use to hide their identities.
Oh, yeah. I'm secretly from Texas.
Shut up.
Okay. I think I like my Texan accent.
I swear to God, one more time, I'm stabbing you.
Sheesh, fine.
Go get the rope.
All right.
No, he's not from Texas. Probably from Arkansas, actually. But no more questions. We don't want you being nosy. Come here, stand up. Let's cut the rest of these clothes off of you. Starting with your top. Oh, sorry, did I nick you a little? Good. The sight of all this blood is just exciting me all the more. Let me slip this blade under your bra straps and get these all the way off. For your trousers, what do you think? Do you want me to cut them off of you? That's my girl. There we go. Next, these little panties. Ooh, these are practically soaked through. Someone's enjoying themselves. I can smell how turned on you are through the mask.
I'm back with the rope.
Good. Tie her arms up behind her back. All right then, love. I'm gonna sit back here, and you're going to straddle my lap. That's it. That's a good girl. You don't get to start riding until you're all tied up. Behave yourself. Impatient brats get nothing. Yes, you make such a lovely sight like this. All tied up and helpless. You're really outdoing yourself with your performance. Oh, as the leading lady, of course. The main victim of this slasher film. Oh, darling. Don't think you're out of danger just yet. Just 'cause our clothes are off. No. For all you know, we're just saving you for last. Got her?
Got her.
Good. Now you can lower yourself onto me. Oh, fuck. That's a good fit right there. Isn't it, love? Yes. You're so delicate and tiny between us. Koenig, are you done with that lube yet?
Almost. There is so little of it, and my penis is so large.
Just hurry up.
Okay, okay. You're pushy. That is a tight-looking hole, darling. I hope I don't break anything. Too much. Ah,
fuck.
Fuck, yes. Yeah. Fuck. Such fuck a tight fit, darling. I hope I am not hurting you too much.
Yeah, that's it.
But hurting you is part of the fun.
Fuck, yes.
Yes, moan for me.
Oh, yeah.
Scream for me. I want to hear your voice shriek in pleasure. In pain.
So good.
I want to cry out as your tight holes are filled.
Squeeze daddy's cock tighter.
Fuck. Sisa.
Fuck yeah. Milk our fucking cocks. Drain us dry. Use your tight little holes to milk us for everything.
We've
got.
Fuck. Fuck.
Another cut. You really are crazy.
Yes, he is.
You old silver lord. There we go. A nice little red line over your tip.
Oh, fuck.
Should we give the other one a matching scar? I like the way you think, darling. Hold still for a little. There we go. A soft red line. Leaving deep crimson ribbons. God, yes.
I want to cut her too, ghost. But you took the knife.
Well, if you don't have a knife, I know another way you can get her blood out.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Fuck. Bite her hard. Bite her hard. Fucking her tight little fucking pussy. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming. Fuck, yeah. Fuck.
You're tightening up so much.
Deep inside you. Fucking pussy.
No, I'm coming too. I'm coming inside of your tight little fucking ass. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Fuck. We left you quite a mess, didn't we, darling?
Fuck yeah, we did. Unfortunately now, we can't let you leave. Well, you've seen what we look like under our clothes. There's some distinguishing markings, of course. Not to mention you have our biological material inside of you. Can't have the cops using DNA evidence. Don't worry. We might let you go once we're done with our business here. If you're a good girl.
Oh, I don't think that will be a problem, Ghost. She's proven to be such a good girl for us.
Yeah, she has. Go ahead and clean up her cuts. And make sure she's able to get into a shower.
Come along, darling. We can shower together.